We're going to start over? I'm think. I don't know yet. Who wants to do another song tonight? Oh, and she's going to be joined. It looks like
you didn't know this?
There's a clue. There's a clue that she's going to be joined by Steve Rapson, because Steve is here. Awesome set. It was wonderful. Really beautiful.
Steve, you warm you that sing before.
What did I do?
Sing.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys, the harmonies are fantastic. Love that shit. You're right on target, I have to say. You know why Frank Sinatra quit singing?
Well, ask Paul where he should go.
Couldn't remember the words, he wouldn't use a telephone.
Really? Is that right?
Oh, hi, Cheryl. Okay. Cheryl Perrault and Steve Rapson.
So I have a little introduction on this one.
Okay,
little,
I'll just sit
little.
Right here.
let's see. Many years ago, I was in a bookstore. A book fell open. It was a collection of Buddhist writings, and there was a chapter on disappointment that opened it up to me, and it suggested many people like to ignore disappointment, that feeling, don't talk about it, push it under the rug. But the recommendation is not to do that, to talk about what disappoints you with another and then move on. I wish I had read that 2 months prior, because I woke out of my sleep one night because a friend of mine had built up her disappointments in telling me and told a lot at once how I had been disappointing. And then I felt disappointed at this experience, and I wrote this piece. And it's called Disappointing You, and I also wanted to add, I'm really grateful Steve has come out and to join me up here right now. It's been a long time since we've done this. And I said I would memorize it, and I haven't gotten there, so I hope you're not too disappointed.
I'm probably going to forget how to play it, so we're good.
All right, we're good. I have disappointed you. Once again, I can see. I can see by the way that you are holding a scorecard out toward me, and I am coming up the loser once again. And you don't have to say a word. The shift of your shoulders says it. The fall of your face says it. The dull of your eyes says it all. I have disappointed you once again, and you are silently sending me down through the floor, down so low into the dirt and mire of the earth, straight through to the burning core. At least that's how low that you are making me go. That's how I feel right now as I look at you and read the disappointment on the invisible wall that has risen between us somehow. But I'm not gonna fall this time, because I'm feeling something else this time, because there's this one little hopeful part of me that burns from inside like the last dying ember of a fire that never quite dies. And it's reminding me not to let myself get so low, reminding me maybe I did something wrong, Maybe I did make a mistake. Maybe I was human once again today. Maybe I said sorry, and maybe that wasn't enough. And maybe you were too busy still tallying up the score. Maybe you've forgotten that you make mistakes too. And maybe you've hurt me now, like now I'm hurting you. But I didn't post mine on the billboard sign. Or go a month without talking. Maybe I know a little too well how that feels. Because when some people get disappointed, they don't tell, they don't say a word, they just silently continue to tally the score, never think twice about erasing the board. And so although I don't hear what you think, it's pretty clear to see, I am disappointing you with my human condition. Once again, my friend, while I finally realize it isn't just me, but that you, with your silent judgment and treatment and scorecard condition, are likewise disappointing me. Thank you, Steve.
Cheryl.